This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I, for one, wish the global oil market would, once and for all, make up its mind. There's too much supply. Supply is too tight. Prices are too high. Oil is too cheap. Exhibit A today is this. After a long stretch of pumping as much as they want for as long as they want, four major oil-producing countries now say they are going to freeze production to January's levels if other countries go along. Hoping, perhaps, one assumes, guesses, to impose a bottom on the very slippery price of crude. And yet, the price of oil at the close today in New York, down, still below $30 a barrel because, as Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports, too many other places want to keep on pumping.
Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, Russia, and Qatar have agreed to limit oil production to January levels. That is a really big deal, said no one.
Agreeing to limit it to January is not a big feat.
Fariborz Gadar is a professor at Penn State. First, January production was record-breaking in some countries, and analysts say these countries had no plans to increase production beyond that to begin with. Second, two big players have zero desire to abide by this agreement.
I doubt if Iran is going to agree to any cutback because they've been under sanctions for so long, and this is now their chance to increase production. The Iraqis also need the money desperately. The war has cost enormous damage to everything.
Even without Iraq and Iran, oil producers have a problem. Michael Levy is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
Saudi leaders are worried that if they cut production to prop up prices, more U.S. production and production from other countries will come onto the market. And ultimately, the price will not be all that changed, but Saudi Arabia will just be selling less oil.
They're basically just giving away market share and not getting a better price. That goes for most big producers. Robert Johnston, CEO of Eurasia Group, says in a best-case scenario,
one more bullish view on this would be that this is the first step towards a larger agreement that would have more of an impact on supply-demand balances.
But he adds,
our view is probably that this is less than it appears.
So don't hold your breath for across-the-board production cuts anytime soon. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.